The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, we're home. Today, the 9th of December, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina. It's nice seeing your very, very pretty young face.
Thank you so much. It's nice to see you home. And I, you know, I get nervous when you and Linda go somewhere for a long time. I like to when you're staying here with me.
Well, thanks, hon.
It's a family thing.
We're working to get a religious figure of the Ukraine's going to be calling in here. Not today. We're going to get him on as soon as we can on a Monday.
Nice. My friend arrived from Ukraine, so she can also give some...
When did she get here?
Last week.
Oh, last week. So she's been there during the...
All the time.
All the time. Yeah. Can we get her on the show, too?
Yeah, of course.
Sure, talk about the, you know, the war in Ukraine from the, you know, from the civilians' viewpoint. Okay.
Like the last thing why she decided to come, because she was going through 12 hours without electricity every day.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you before, my country is cold, like in Chicago, Seattle. Like you need electricity just to be warm, hot water.
Of course.
And just for surviving. And that was the last thing, and she decided to move.
Yeah, people don't realize that just you know, the lights are out. But if the electricity is out for 12 hours a day, it has a severe impact on your life. And then sometimes I'm sure it's 24 hours a day. So, hey, let's talk about something that's a little more pleasant. Let's talk about the weather. Today, sunny with a high near 61 and a low of about 40 tonight. It looks like it's going to be mostly sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers, and chance of showers on Thursday and Friday, and Saturday rain, and Sunday a chance of showers, with the highs in the the high 50s and the lows in the low 40s through Sunday. So it seems like we brought back, you know, I understand, has the weather been weather was really good last week, wasn't it? Weather was really good last week, wasn't it?
It was great.
It was beautiful down in Las Vegas. The weather was just short sleeve weather down in Las Vegas last week. But we went through on our trip down there. It was 9 degrees going around Susanville up in that area, going through those mountains. 9 degrees, yeah. And then it started warming up. On the way back yesterday, it was beautiful. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been doing this for about 30 years, into their third generation of Kennys Chuck and Judy started this company. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business, and they're people of integrity, and they take care of their customers. They do treat them as friends. Shasta Gas Propane. Now, as you know, last week we were in the National Finals Rodeo. It was sponsored by the Reading Rodeo Association and the Reading Rancheria. We can't say our thanks enough to them for sponsoring us for that. It's difficult to explain, like where we stayed, South Point. South Point is one of those places that you can go to check in and literally never leave this place. I mean, you know, casinos really like that. Well, South Point's right, you know, it's off the strip. It's out there a little bit because of what they do. And we've told you about the, you know, they have 1,800 horses under the hotel. Nope, never smell them, never see a fly, anything. 1,800 horses. And then across the road, room for another 2,000 horses that they had put up portable stalls for. But the it's legendary in the fact that it's set up for equestrian events. And they had the world's breakaway roping championship there, where several hundred thousand dollars changed hands. And then they had the World Series of team roping, which was still going on, I think, when we left. And we're talking millions of dollars changing hands on that from ropers from all over the country. Hundreds and hundreds of ropers. That's bringing their horses with them. Then, of course, they host the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association there for the big convention. And they're in their breakout rooms, their gala. And the numbers are taken there, pulled there, or presented there to each one of the contestants. And that's a big night. That's kind of like that's almost like a red carpet event. Everybody's dressed up for that. The wives of all the contestants are in long gowns, and everybody dresses up big time for that. That's where they get their numbers to compete. And then after each performance, everybody goes back to the South Point from the Thomas Mack Arena. Or you're still there because you're in these big viewing parties in these big rooms. You kick back and you just watch the rodeo from right there over the Cowboy Channel. And then they present the buckles. And so each competitor who has won that night, had the highest score or the best time, comes up on the stage with these two guys, and I still can't figure out who these guys are, but everybody seems to know them pretty well. And they present the buckle and a bottle of Pendleton whiskey to the winner. Well, the first winner and the bear, on day one on the bareback couldn't take the bottle. They had to present it to his dad because he was only 20. His parents were with him, had to sign him into the hotel. And he won $33,000 that night. So, 20 years old. But it's a big thing. And then they introduced their families, the contestants then introduced their families, their children, their friends that came there to watch them. I mean, sometimes there's like 10 or 12 people up there with them. And they introduce them, and that's it, and they go on to the next one. So, everything's done there. And then they've got 150 vendors. They're in one of their larger areas that has it's called Cowboy Christmas. They have it at Las Vegas Convention Center, which is like 300,000 square feet of vendors and everything Western. And at the same time, there's another like area. I'm not sure the size of that, but that's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is there with everything for hunting and probably fishing. But it's from Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. So everything is in these two huge, huge structures there in Las Vegas. The only problem is they moved the junior rodeos, the junior PRCA for kids and young adults over there. And so parking became crazy. And enough so that it was taking, like, you had to park several miles away and try and take Ubers or something like that just to get to the Cowboy Christmas. So that became a bridge too far for Linda and I. But she managed to find 150 vendors in this spot and then, you know, and then a boot store over there. And we didn't come home empty-handed. But the whole experience at the South Point was just excellent. The people that checked you in, from the people that grabbed all your equipment, you know, our bags and all of our equipment we had for broadcasting, young men that took care of that, from starting with them till we left with, you know, a young man bringing all that stuff out, was excellent. I mean, there wasn't one surly person. There was not one person that was having a bad day, it seems. And I don't know how Michael, the guy that owns South Point, how he does this, except his people followed him after he had sold his other holdings there, Barbary Coast and a couple others, to build South Point. Many of those people came over to South Point to work for him. This one lady worked for him for 17 years and said, you know, everybody calls him by his first name, all the employees do. He goes down and has lunch with them in their cafeteria, and he's, you know, breakfast every morning over there in the in this one cafe that's there. So I can just heartily recommend South Point if you're going down there to Vegas. Yeah, you're not right on the strip, but you're like 5 minutes away. You hop on 15, and zip, there you are. Except for the traffic. The traffic in Las Vegas has just become a monster. It's been bad. But this time, there's a lot of construction going on. They're trying to widen ramps. They're trying to put a new off-ramp on. Construction of new buildings. It just, a place has doubled in size in the last, 15 years. And the infrastructure is having problems keeping up with it. And the lines of traffic going into Vegas on Thursday night at 9 o'clock was backed up as far as you can see, because we drove over the freeway coming back from the performance that night. Unbelievable. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have Community Calendar with us this morning and Anne Marie. We'll be right back. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Rick My Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Today, the 9th of December, 7:20 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. Local board of directors, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. It's nice to go into a place, and it's kind of like Cheers. They know your name. They want to you to experience this same professionalism and feeling of a bank that's local that takes care of you. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And Anne-Marie's on the line with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345. Anne-Marie.
Good Monday morning.
We survived.
My
voice didn't, but we did. I'm upright and walking.
And that's the important part. Absolutely. Well, today, Monday, December 9th, is National Christmas Card Day. Yesterday was National Christmas Tree Day, so it's definitely the season.
Does this mean we have to mail them by today to make sure they get there?
No, okay. Not at all.
All right, good.
It's just a reminder to get them done.
Yeah, I guess
haven't done yet. I haven't done mine either.
We've gotten our first batch of like 12 cards, and I'm already so far behind. But I'm going to get hot on it this week.
Awesome. This Friday, we say happy birthday to the National Guard. Saturday is National Wreaths Across America Day, and Sunday, December 15th, is Bill of Rights Day. As we begin, there are a couple of giving trees located in the Center Court area of Mount Shasta Mall in Redding. You can grab a tag and fill a wish list item this Christmas season. Dignity Health is doing an Adopt a Senior giving tree. And the Salvation Army has their angel tree up, and you can shop for a child. The annual Redding Garden of Light is open for you to enjoy at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. This seasonal event will run through January 5th, with a few exceptions. Event hours are 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Turtle Bay members will enjoy $5 off on each ticket purchased. This year's event features over 2 million lights across 10 acres of botanical gardens, including animated light displays, synchronized music animations, cozy fire pits, and more. For more information, visit ReddingGardenOfLights.org.
That Garden of Lights is spectacular. They've got some new displays, and the Enchanted Forest is a knockout, I can tell you. And
I can't wait to go this year.
Well, I got 2 tickets for you, Anne-Marie. And also, after the break, I'm going to give away 2 more tickets to the Garden of Lights. But I've got 2 tickets
super
for you.
Awesome.
I'll put them on the desk. And, of course, I'm not sure you still live here in California. But
of course I do.
Okay. Anyway, so you can enjoy it.
Thank you so much. The Oasis Fun Center is doing their annual Golf Course of Life now through January 15th. And our family did this last year and had so much fun. The golf course area is all lit up, including the golf balls. They also have fire pit stations that you can sit around, go-karts, and a lot more. The Oasis Fun Center is located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake. More information can be found online at oasisfundcenter.com. Wednesday evening, December 11th, look for the annual Soroptimist Christmas dinner at the Riverview Golf and Country Club, located at 4200 Bocelli Lane in Reading. The event will run 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and feature live and silent auction items, food, and live music by our very own Linda Bott and her band.
There you go. Linda's going to be singing. I'm going to be emceeing, and I'm going to be the auctioneer. And
I was just going to say, and yeah. Carl Bott is going to be the auctioneer for the evening.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, my auctioneering skills are somewhat different than the ones you may be used to. I go out there and try to physically intimidate people it's like, okay, who wants to buy this? Who wants to buy it? Anyway, no.
To get it done.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if the event is actually sold out at this point, but more information can be found on their Facebook page, and that is Soroptimist International Downtown Reading.
It's really a great event. Food's super. There's going to be, you know, music and dancing and some great gifts out there. If they've got some room still left, you might want to give them a call. Yeah.
Also this week, look for the California Highway Patrol's CHIP for Kids Toy Drive. Now, that's going to be Thursday, December 12th. At Walgreens in Reading, located at 1775 Eureka Way, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. CHP officers will be on site to accept new and unwrapped toys for the donation drive. Saturday afternoon, there will be a placing of holiday wreaths for heroes event at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, located at 11800 Gas Point Road in Igo. If you would like to take part and help place the wreath, please arrive by noon. Join members of the Mountain Gate Firefighters Association for a Christmas celebration on Saturday, December 14th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at 14508 Wonderland Boulevard. There will be ornament decorations, cookies, hot chocolate, and a special guest will be on hand for pictures. On Saturday, December 14th, join Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center for a Christmas concert and dinner featuring the Rapture Brass Band at the Frontier Senior Center, located at 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson, 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 per person, and more information can be found at NorCalVeteransMuseum.org. And that is just a sample of holiday events coming up. Till next time, I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Enjoy the season, everyone.
Well, don't forget, I got those two tickets for you. So
yes, sir.
Should I just put them in an envelope and just leave them here so you can just slide through and get them, or however you want to do it?
Yeah, that will be super great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it for a couple of decades at least, and he is a true professional. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff's going to fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of that windshield. Don't get caught out there where that hot air from the heater on a very cold windshield just takes that little chip and makes it into a crack across your car, the car's windshield. Fix it now and fix it forever at Crackmaster Windshield Repair for a free inspection and analysis. Come on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wurst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh, vicious. Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just
welcome back.
Such a
to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 9th of December, 7:33 in the morning, and it's 46 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a sunny day. It's going to be another beautiful day. We're going to get rain, it looks like, toward the end of the week. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding that voted best in the North State for 2023 and 24. And they're having a big sale. They're having a big sale going on there now. It's their anniversary. And the already good prices are even better at Four Winds Jewelry. And we were gone over the weekend. We were talking to a friend of ours that was on the show and said that it was his wife's birthday, and as Linda says, it's one of those significant birthdays. He's probably got a zero in it or something. And he hadn't been shopping, and she shot him down to the Four Winds Jewelry, and he was a star that night. Four Winds Jewelry, totally recommend them. The only place we shop for jewelry right there, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. a lot of things happening. Syrian government, Assad, after the Assad family, after about 50 years, fell in Syria. The an insurgent group, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, it was formerly the Syrian branch of al-Qaeda and known as the Nusra Front. The HTS later distanced itself from al-Qaeda. Its leader is on the big terrorist watch list, but has been talking like a moderate for the last couple years now. What's he mean? We'll see. It's, after all, it is in the Middle East. The rebels came sweeping out of the north and literally in 48 hours had moved down and had taken Aleppo, one of the large cities there, and then kept moving down. The Syrian forces, backed by the Russians and airstrikes, slowed them down a little bit, but they kept coming and entered Damascus on the 8th, yesterday. And Assad, President Bashar Assad, who has been ruling for 24 years after his father, fled the country with his family. And it's reported that he's in Russia, though that has not been confirmed. It's been 13 years. It started in 2011 with a brutal crackdown by the government that on anti-government protest and escalated into a civil war that killed more than 500,000 people and displaced half of Syria's pre-war population of 23 million. So many of them ended up in other countries in Europe, and probably some are here right now. Assad was backed by Iran and Russia and had two-thirds of Syria, but couldn't take that last stronghold. And so when he launched it this time, his allies in Iran and Russia had their own things going, one in the Ukraine, and Iranian, a lot of their fighting forces, their leadership had been decimated or destroyed by the Israelis since the an attack on Hamas. And then Hezbollah out of Lebanon was hammered so hard by the Israelis wiping out their leadership that they didn't get any help. So they had to rely on their own forces, and those forces just fled. In fact, Israel had taken control of the border they have with Syria, has taken over the Syrian army positions because everybody had fled. So what's this mean? Well, it's just something else in the Middle East that's going on. If Hamas launching their attack over a year ago, October 7th, and the Israeli military destroying as much of the leadership of Hamas as they can, and then Hezbollah, as the Middle East again is wide open, especially in Syria. So what's it mean by this new leader? And it's going to be it's going to be interesting to see what this new leadership is going to be. Is it going to be like an al-Qaeda, or does he mean what he says about being moderate and opening the country up to things like elections and people going to school and all that? Top diplomats from countries including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, Iran, and Russia holding talks on Syria and Qatar. So it's going to be, and then Trump has urged Biden to stay out of this thing. Now, the United States did strike numerous targets there in Syria that has been, that they were afraid were going to start firing at American forces in Iraq and other places. So they struck several targets there over the weekend also. They want to, the UN Special Envoy for Syria wants to have urgent talks in Geneva to ensure an orderly political transition, which is going to be somewhat difficult since you had an armed revolution take over the country and force the leadership out of Syria. Now you got to figure out is how many get evens are there going to be? The Ba'ath Party has held this country for over 50 years, and there is a great deal, I'm sure, of consternation from those people about what's going to happen. All right. Have you been following this United Healthcare CEO on his assassination? I mean, he was probably United Healthcare is one of the largest, of course, healthcare organizations in the United States. And the CEO was walking down the street at like 7 in the morning by himself and appears, I don't know if you've been following it, but an assassin with a suppressor on his pistol comes up behind him and shoots him a number of times. He's wearing a hoodie and a mask underneath his hoodie, and yet seems to, and then disappears. Now, here are some of the absolutely, some interesting things about this is the shooter, after he shot the CEO, it came back and there was, the rounds were there, the casings were there. And so the three of them had denied, delay, and depose, having to do with saying that when you don't get the health care, it's because you're denied, they delay your treatment, they deny it, you should be getting that treatment, and then they depose, they'll go to court. Now, those were on there and had been written on the shells before he did it. Now, so after this, he goes, and he either had been, he stopped at a Starbucks on his way out or right before it was happening. He hops on a bicycle and he leaves. And the last thing, they found his pack, I guess, in Central Park, and it had Monopoly money in it. And then he went to a bus station, so they're not sure where he went. But there's a $60,000 reward out on the killer, and it leads to some other things because now you start hearing the talking heads on the legacy media, MSN, CNN, ABC, all these. They're talking about this, and some of them, of course, are so far over the top. They're saying what do you expect? It's healthcare, and they're not doing their jobs, and they damage people, and all this. Then they had one that said, could he have paid somebody to assassinate him? These are things you're hearing out there, and I know you as our listeners out there are way too bright for that kind of stuff. So the question is what is one of the most powerful men in the health industry walking around by himself? If you go out there and you look at and see how much money is being spent on security for people, like Zuckerberg and his group, I think they lead it with something like $8 million a year for security for their higher-ups. The healthcare companies are now pulling off photos of their executives and any bio on them at all. There's millions of dollars spent each year by these large Fortune 500 companies and these others. For one thing, is to protect their leadership. And you don't think about it. You're thinking of the president or the Supreme Court or, vice president and, all that kind of stuff, having Secret Service. Well, a lot of these places, a lot of these people have armed security walking around. So why wasn't the security with this man that morning? Or did he even have security? Did he think that he wasn't in danger? Well, obviously he was. The guy shot him, his pistol two or three times. Pistol jammed. He went over and he cleared his pistol and he shot him a few more times and then left. Hopped on the bike and left. They don't know where he is. They've got some decent pictures. It's not his whole face. It's just part of his face and all that. But, and there's no, there's the only thing they can think of is, one concept is with what he had written on there, did he have a family member that had been denied treatment and maybe had died and he was getting even? But that, again, is just one of the many theories that are out there. As meanwhile, the FBI is scouring the country, and photos of this guy are up. And like I said, it's at least a $60,000 reward. It may be more by now. So, okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Junior Maxwell started this company in 1993, and they are totally professional. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, investments, on your insurance, now's the time to do it. You know, President Trump's going to roll back in January 6th, and things are going to change. They're going to change dramatically on that day, or January 6th, but, you know, when he becomes the president again. Things are going to change dramatically. Maybe you want to take this time to get a free review and evaluation from Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call, 530-221-0441, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort Jordan Casino.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria.
proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's trying to clean up that mess we made when we came in last night late. Just unloaded the car and just left it there. Welcome back. 7:50 in the morning here on the 9th of December. About, 46, 47 degrees out there. And we're going to give away two tickets to the Garden of Lights. That's right, two tickets to the Garden of Lights right now. These are golden tickets. You can use them any day that they're on. Just give us a call, 530-605-4567. You get two tickets to the Garden of Lights for any day that they're open. So I think it goes to, like, the 5th, I believe. So, all for just giving us a call. See what else we have here. I don't know if you've been following this Daniel Penny case at all. This is a former Marine, young man in New York, that was on a subway. And this person with obvious problems, drug-induced, mental problems, who knows, except there were drugs, a lot of drugs in the system. He's threatening people. He's terrifying people. He's threatening to assault them. He's, you know, doing these things in the subway car. And Daniel Penny grabbed him from behind and put him in a hold, somewhat of like of a choke hold, and with other people in the car, took this guy down on the ground, and to protect the other people in the subway car, and the guy died. And you've got two experts. One saying is it was because Penny choked him, and another expert that says, "Oh, he didn't die from that. He died from this other these drugs in the system and these other things." So you've got that. Well, he was put up on manslaughter, and the jury could not agree on that. And you don't know what it was. It said the jury was hung. And you don't know if it was 11-1 for acquittal or 11-1 for being guilty, but they couldn't do it. So they dismissed the prosecution's motion to dismiss the most serious charge of second-degree manslaughter. They dismissed that on Friday. And then the judge says they can convict him on a lesser charge this week. The judge contradicted his own earlier ruling that the jury could only consider the second count if they found Penny not guilty of the first count. That didn't happen. It was a hung jury. And so what they could have done is just dropped the other one, as they should have. Now the judge is letting the jury do what he said he couldn't do, and the defense is right. It's a coercive type, sort of kind of forcing the jury to convict him by changing the rules after the fact. It's not just orthodox, it's illegal. Judge's only option really was to declare a mistrial on the deadlocked jury and dismiss one charge during deliberations and double down on the remaining charge. You can't do that. It violates due process. Now, this also has caused a great deal of consternation with a lot of people, because Penny has no record, former Marine. This was going in. People were terrified. He stepped in to do something, to try and help people. And it ended up, unfortunately, with this guy's death. However, he didn't go there to kill the guy. He wasn't riding that subway car in New York as some kind of premeditated plan to kill somebody. He was trying to rescue people. And this sends a message to a lot of other people. You know, you're riding on a subway car, you're on the street, and somebody's being assaulted or they're being terrified, and do you do anything? Do you protect them? Is he protecting himself? That's part of it also. I'm protecting myself. I thought he was going to assault me, and I tried to take him down in the best way possible. So His defense is cautiously optimistic that the remaining count will be dismissed by the jury on today. So we'll see what happens. But the amount of money that's been spent on this trial, when the prosecutor in New York, bless his heart, has let people that have been arrested for murder, reduce their charges to assault. People who attacked the police, turned loose, had them on the ground, were beating them, and they arrest them. Turn them loose in their own recognizance, and then they leave. They catch one of them later on in Texas. And this is the same DA that went after Trump for all those charges, that Senator Fetterman out of Pennsylvania, Democrat, says, look, that was all political. Everybody knows that, just like Hunter Biden's was political. Neither one of them, both of them, but it never happened if it hadn't been for their names. It was lawfare. And he said this on The View, and The View host, I must say, from the clip I saw, I'm not sure, but I think Joy Behar might have had an accident sitting there. And she was so upset. And Fetterman, you can always count on Fetterman just to tell you what he thinks. You know, he's not the political stalking machine like most of them are. And he said, it's political. And he said Biden ought to pardon Trump. This is the last thing. You know, you're talking about all these pardons. He just ought to pardon Trump. Just do away with all this from, you know, all the charges against him that have been going on. Just pardon him. Just like he did for his son. Which brings up something else. I know this, a lot of people are just, you know, frankly, that puts the nail in Biden's coffin as far as his legacy, most people will say. He should have never run the first time, but he did. And then the way they treated him in the last part, even though that anybody with a brain in their head, except the Democrats, could see he was having some severe problems a year out. And yet they kept propping him up, kept saying that, no, he can work all day. He's the sharpest tack in the box, all these things. But you just had to just watch, no matter what channel it was when he was walking and he was, you know, going backwards and going the wrong way. You knew there's something wrong. And then they threw him under the bus in that June debate, having it in June instead of August, which we did because they knew if, in August, it was too late, way too late. So they wanted to take their best chance. But then they coordinated Kamala. And there was another kiss of death. However, then he pardons Biden, or Hunter. And you say, everything he said he wouldn't do. Look at it like this. He lost his wife and child in a car accident. The golden son, Bo, Navy veteran, brilliant lawyer, died of brain cancer. He's got one son left. It's Hunter. And would if Hunter have had all the things that have happened to him, if it hadn't been his name, hadn't been Hunter Biden? Probably not. But they were clearly offenses. The gun offense, the tax offense and all that. Clearly offenses. But was it a surprise that Joe Biden was going to pardon him? I mean, they lied about it, of course. They lied about it for months, which is just another, you know, another nail in that old coffin for the Biden legacy. But, was it really a surprise to you that he did it? Now, you want to, and then now he's talking about preemptive pardons, which is, of course, would destroy our legal system. But if he wants to do one more pardon, just pardon Trump. Just get it off the plate. Say, okay, I'm pardoning him for anything that he was found on, and now I don't know about the civil case, but I guess he could, the civil cases, and just pardon him. Hey, you're in the mood, just do it. Will he? Probably not. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back after the news, I've got Shasta College football with us, and I got the coach, we got one of the players, and one of the other coaches, and they'll be here right after the news.
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Fallen dictator Bashar al-Assad has been granted political asylum in Russia, that according to the Kremlin. Meanwhile, there are questions about terrorist ties among members of the Rebel Alliance now in charge in Damascus. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin claims the fall of Assad caught the U.S. by surprise.
I think the entire international community was surprised to see that the opposition forces moved as quickly as they did. And everybody expected to see a much more stiff resistance from Assad's forces.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the situation in Syria will only aggravate unrest across the Middle East.
So you have a region that is up in arms already with the wars against Israel, but of course the ISIS peace, you know, in Iraq, and this civil war has been going on for 14 years, and now it's just going to, quite frankly, become far more confusing than it's been.
And U.S. airstrikes have hit ISIS camps in central Syria, while Israel has bombed suspected chemical weapon sites and long-range missiles inside Syria. President-elect Trump defending his tariffs threat.
Trump told NBC's Meet the Press that tariffs are going to make us rich, but he also said he couldn't guarantee that U.S. households won't end up paying higher prices for goods. Many economists predict that added costs on imported goods would lead to higher prices, but the president-elect said he didn't believe those predictions.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Police divers have been in New York City's Central Park Lake looking for the gun that was used in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. They haven't found anything yet. The hunt for the gunman is now in its sixth day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
South Korea's chief corruption investigator says he's ordered a travel ban on President Yoon over Yoon's recent martial law declaration.
Banning a sitting president from leaving the country he's supposed to be governing is a major move and raises questions about what control Mr. Yoon now has over the government. On Sunday, his party said power had been handed over to the prime minister. But on Monday, South Korea's Ministry of Defense said Mr. Yoon still had at least one role, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. Opposition politicians said the current chaos was unconstitutional and are again planning to try to impeach the president.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. China's military appears to be getting ready for widely anticipated drills, response to a recent visit by Taiwan's president to Hawaii and Guam. Taiwan's defense ministry says it's detected Chinese naval and Coast Guard ships entering the Taiwan Strait and the Western Pacific. Townhall.com. Someone has paid what could be a record price for a pair of slippers, but these aren't just any slippers.
A pair of ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz has sold for $28 million.
There's no place like home.
Heritage Auctions had estimated the ruby slippers would sell for $3 million. Within minutes, bidding tripled that amount. Then phone bidders volleyed back and forth for 15 minutes. With the auction house fee, the winning bidder will pay $32.5 million. That buyer is unknown. The Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, had made a play for the shoes and says it is not the winning bidder. The shoes were on loan to the museum when they were stolen in 2005. The FBI recovered them in 2018. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And stocks are in the red this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down 81 points, while the NASDAQ is off 130 and the S&P 31 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, Linda is not here because she is trying to clean up the devastation of our trip when we brought it all back in last night and just dropped it in one place. And then I scurried out this morning to find out that my truck wouldn't start, so I had to take her car. So I know where she's at. Yeah, leaving my truck for a week is, it's always a surprise at the end. What? I'm not even sure somebody didn't steal my battery. I didn't check on that this morning. That's how dead it was. But hey, welcome to the show. Today, the 9th of December, 8:06 in the morning, the news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning there, Christina.
Very good morning.
How are you? What national day is it today?
Today's National Christmas Card Day.
That's right, Christmas card day.
Have you already write down your wish list?
My wish list? What I'm really wishing is I have not brought something that's contagious back from Las Vegas. I mean, my nose has been running like a faucet since I came. So
some vitamin C looks like.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, all these hugs, stay away from me, so that. Did anybody get the tickets?
Yes, his name is Bill McDonald.
Okay,
good. He will come and pick up two tickets around 10 today.
Okay, great. So we gave away two tickets to the Reading Garden of Lights, which is absolutely beautiful out there, if y'all have not seen it yet. 8:07 in the morning news, weather today, sunny with a high near 61 and a low around 40 tonight. Tuesday and Wednesday, partly sunny. It's going to start looking like we might start getting some showers Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday. Saturday looks like it is going to rain for sure. But we've got a chance of showers Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday. And Sunday, chance of showers. So be ready for that. And we've had really good weather but it's time to get back into the rain. It's good for the lake in the agriculture. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated into their, almost 30 years there, into their third generation of the Kenny family. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They do treat their customers like friends, people of honor and integrity. A veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Peter Griggs.
Good morning, Carl.
Shasta College.
That's
good,
right.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. It's always great to be on the air with you.
It's always a good show.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We're excited this morning. We have our football program with us, and so we have a number of guests in the studio. We're very excited for a young man who's played ball with us here, Matthew. He's going to talk about some big news for him. He just signed with a university, and so it's great, great opportunity. And then Coach Hamilton and Coach Lewis, and they'll talk to us further about our other opportunities for some of the players and what we can expect here going into next season. So.
Okay, great. Let's start with Brian here. And Brian, good morning. Head
morning.
Football coach.
Yeah.
So how'd you get here?
How'd I get where?
How'd you get to Shasta College? I know. I'm pretty much sure how you got here.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I see cars parked out in front.
Yeah, put my truck. My truck started. But I'm a local guy. I graduated 1987 at Enterprise High School, and then I had a chance to go down and play Division I football for George Allen. And when that was over, down in Los Angeles, and then when that was over, I came back here and started coaching at Foothill High School when I was a young kid at 23 years old, and I've been in the area ever since. So, being a head coach at Shasta College is pretty awesome, getting to work with guys, Craig Thompson, who's been there forever as well, and the younger guys like Dan, and it's been a blessing. So that's how I got here, and I'm glad to be here, and I love representing North State at Chess College.
How was the season this year?
You know, we finished middle of the pack. We did pretty good. As you know, as we've talked before, we're playing in the upper division now. We're playing the big schools, and unfortunately we don't get to play Siskiyou's and Yuba and Redwoods any longer, which we'd like to because those are natural rivalries. But they've moved us up because of our success at that level, and now we're playing with the San Francisco's, Fresno's, Buttes, ARCs, and those schools like that. So we finished middle of the pack.
Okay.
Which is for us is you know we're stepping in the right direction and we're out recruiting. Dan and I and the rest of the staff are out recruiting every day now to take that next step, which is to try to win that championship.
Kind of like you're penalized for doing really well.
Well, you can look at it that way. I mean,
you're recognized.
Yes,
for doing really
exactly.
Well.
I mean, you're it's kind of like going from the FCS to the FBS, you know, and that's kind of what we've been able to do the last couple of years. So. We love the challenge. We love getting young men in like Matthew, Matthew was rated number one in the country at his position this year. So having players in our program like that is pretty awesome.
How did you find Matthew?
Lewis. Coach Lewis was
Matthew's a pretty good sized young man. So, I mean, it's not like you could, like, miss him too easy. But I'm here then with our offensive coordinator, Daniel Lewis. Dan, how did you find Matthew?
A couple years ago, we started looking, how do we get better? How do we get bigger? How do we get stronger? And there is and Matthew will correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a big Polynesian community up in the Tacoma, Seattle area.
It's huge.
And they were going to a Kansas junior college called Garden City. And I kind of got in on guys late the year before we got on Matthew. And all these kids were going out to Kansas. And I thought, man, Northern California would be a whole lot better fit for kids than being out in Kansas. And started calling different guys up there as they were seniors. Matthew was one of them. Elgin Fiermo was another one. And a group of guys that all kind of took a shot on us, didn't know anything about Redding, California. Never been down here till the day they moved in. We took a shot on those guys, and they took a shot on us, and it seemed to work out.
Matthew, when did you all arrive here?
We got here, I think, 2 summers ago.
2 summers, yeah. But at the beginning of the summer, or?
For me, it was the middle of the summer, so like the 1st of August.
Oh, so you got to come down into the hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fall camp.
Yeah. 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 I was going to see if you could start in June and kind of work your way into that. Mm. But, hey, okay. Players than you had of that group, did that bring in more players after that?
Yeah, so this group came in, did a great job. You know, we went 1-9 last year, and in the transfer portal era and all those things, you don't know if you're going to keep guys. You know, Matthew, honestly, he doesn't know this, but he could have went to any junior college in the state of California. And he ended up sticking it out, and it wasn't even a question. He stuck it out, worked hard, and he actually became our number one guy at getting guys from Hawaii. His roommate, a kid, Malachi, from Hawaii, mm-hmm. He took an active role in recruiting him. And then the guys that he was able to actively kind of recruit it's worked out well.
And you're from Hawaii?
No, my family's from Big Island.
Big Island. Yeah. Your family is?
My mail, yep.
Right, okay.
But I was born and raised in Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah. I'm familiar. I was stationed in Hawaii for 3 years and interacted with many Polynesians. Mm-hmm. And it looks like right now, if you look at the NFL, there's a good representation of Polynesians in playing in the NFL right now. And there's Samoan people who've got a long-term relationship with the Marine Corps. A lot of Samoans come into the Marine Corps. It's not unusual to have 4, 5, or 6 of them enlist at the same time or more. So, okay, we're here with Shasta College, and I'm here with Brian Hamilton, the head football coach, and Daniel Lewis, the offensive coordinator, and Matthew LaFell. Just say it in there.
LaFell.
Is
people say it's like his friends, but it's Samoan, so it's like LaFell.
Okay, Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Got it. I'll screw it up again. Who is one of the players for the Shasta Knights, but also on his way to a big school, mm-hmm. D1 school. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. In between you and me, there's an old.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Don't just watch the big game, be there.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Gridiron Glory Swipe to Win draw.
You and a friend could win the trip of a lifetime to witness the big game at Caesar Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on December 26th.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 8:18 in the morning here on the 9th of December. About 50 degrees out there today. It's going to be sunny. I'm here with Shasta College and the football side of Shasta College, and with Brian Hamilton, the head football coach, and Daniel Lewis, the offensive coordinator, and Matthew Lefiao.
Lefiao.
Okay. And he is an offensive lineman for the Knights out there. Now, what started you in football?
I started when I was in kindergarten. I did it like the little small leagues. It was Northwest Falcons down in Washington, Tacoma, Washington.
Uh-huh.
And I just continued from there.
Just getting a little bit closer there, buddy.
Right.
You have a soft voice for being a big guy. And okay, so that started you into football. And then did you just continue,
Yeah, I just progressed. And then I did volleyball, club volleyball in middle school. And then I played basketball in high school 4 years.
Played basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Did you play football, too?
Yeah, I did volleyball, basketball, and football.
Okay.
Because in high school, it's different. Like, you got time for all three.
You do, mm-hmm. in high school. Okay, and then, so obviously you were a star in football, and people were recruiting you. So how did you select Shasta College? I mean, you're from Tacoma, Washington, Polynesian descent, mm-hmm. and you come to Redding, California, which is a different atmosphere than Tacoma. So how did you select here?
Honestly, it's the relationship I built with Coach Lewis on Twitter. You know, like, he brought up a lot of points when we were texting on Twitter about how far Kansas City is away and just take a shot with us.
That's right, because you were looking at Kansas City, too, and this is a lot easier to get home from here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so you got here a couple years ago. And in August, you said.
August 1st.
And when does summer practice start?
Well, we go start in June with everything, but the season will actually start with guys from out of the area moving in because of the way what time our dorms open.
Yeah.
We'll usually start that first week of August.
Okay.
So that's when everybody's on campus, guys that are moving on to campus, at least start off campus, you know. So that's kind of where everybody's there first week of August.
Okay. So what happens in that first week when you got there? You know, they got you into a dorm room probably and all that. So what starts with football there? What do you do?
Yeah, Shasta?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was hot. I did not like it, like, one bit.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. You know, they should, for people from Tacoma or any other place in the world, including hell, should get here in June to get used to our weather.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's beautiful, Carl. We have recruits listening, so it's beautiful here. It's 75. Come on now. Help me out.
Yeah, during the summer. I was exaggerating. Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
It was crazy because I was, like, the first week we came in, we had to put in work right the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Going out to practice. Okay. So then you started. And so you're an offensive lineman. Right. Mm-hmm. What position?
I play offensive guard, but I played tackle for Shasta.
Okay. Now, I've always heard that, because I've had the NFL linemen in here before, offensive mm-hmm. guys, offensive linemen. They are very, very bright. That when you're looking at football players, that the offensive line is very bright, having to know everything that's happening, hundreds of plays and different variances of it. Mm. And the defense of players, it's see ball, get ball.
Yeah.
So is that true?
I feel like that's true.
Okay.
I
mean,
there's a lot more that goes into it, but... Yeah.
Well, how much of it, besides just the physical side of it, Matthew, is the mental side of learning all these different formations, different plays, and all this.
You learn the mental side, you're going to become like a better player for yourself because, you know, you're just smart enough to counter whatever your opponent is doing.
Uh-huh.
And they're just, like you said earlier, see ball, get ball.
Right.
And you're taking the mental aspect of it, so it makes you better as a player.
Is it easier blocking for running plays than passing plays?
Oh, yeah, because I'm more aggressive on running plays. So
you can go out there and you can move them around. Yeah. Yeah. And, okay, how big are you? Just give people, I just want to give people the idea of your size.
Yeah. I'm 6'5 and 350.
Now, 6'5", 350. You didn't look that big when you came in, mm-hmm. but now that I see you sitting here, 6'5", 350, okay, that's a pretty good sized guy, Coach.
Yeah, well, you know, when I first started coaching at Shasta College back in 96, in 1996, our offensive line, when we're probably uh-huh. average 6 foot, 250 maybe, and uh-huh. so now our offensive line, you know, so we've gone from 6 foot, 250 being, you know, that's kind of our average lineman to now, you know, how many years later, where our offensive line average is probably 6'3", probably 310, 320. And that's pretty normal at our division. It's crazy how big the guys are. And you know, but Matthew has the size, and you were talking about intelligence. I mean, you don't get to be the number one rated person in the country
like he is, and have his choice of SEC schools if you don't have the entire package. So he's a smart guy.
Tell
he's
me about this number one rated.
Yeah, so lineman? So he was the number one offensive rated interior lineman in the country, junior college rated lineman in the country.
Matthew, which, yeah. And you're sitting here. I mean, how'd you get your head through the door here? I mean, that's a huge honor, and obviously one that you've worked on really well, Christina. Please turn him up. Thank you. Okay. I mean, my gosh, I didn't realize that we're sitting here with somebody of, I mean, that to me is really impressive with all the teams out there, all the junior colleges, and you're rated number one. Mm-hmm. Well, so how'd you get there? It's not just because you're big, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of big guys out there that can't do anything.
The development, I feel like last spring, just working out. The workout plan.
Just getting a little bit closer. There you go.
And just
turn him up. Okay.
And just trusting what the coaches, told us to do. We just do that. And that got me right because I followed all the steps. And, I'm proud of it too. So.
Okay. Whole thing then is comes down to coaching and then being able to apply it.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're graduating in May. And where are you off to?
Mississippi State. Mm-hmm.
Now, you probably had your choice of several places.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
And why Mississippi State?
The benefits, I look down the road because they're a rebuilding program right now, and I want to be a part of that legacy. I'd also be the first Polynesian player there in 10 years. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So, cool. I was kidding with you during, before we came on, where you went from Tacoma, Washington, to a somewhat of a warmer area. It's not as bad as people think. But now you're heading to Mississippi, mm-hmm. and there's that word called humidity that I don't know if you've ever experienced that before.
Yeah, like no, I went to Orlando,
okay.
Florida, and yeah.
But you know what we're talking about yeah. then. So it's going to be hard to keep your weight on, I would imagine. So that, how much did you weigh in high school?
I weighed like 330.
Oh, you did. So you were
a little lighter, like 300.
Oh, okay. And then over the last couple of years, do weight training and at the table. How do you get your guys bigger?
I think that there's one when a kid turns 18, 19 years old, they kind of get in their peak of. They lift a little weights and all of a sudden it comes on.
Yeah.
And Matt, when he got here, was still growing and still trying to figure it out physically. And he could correct me if I'm wrong, but he didn't. He went to a good high school, but the weight room wasn't a huge thing because he was playing three sports. So he wasn't in the weight room like he's been.
Yeah, if you're playing basketball, you're running all the time. And volleyball, I mean, obviously you're agility and everything, but running all the time takes that weight off, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so then for him last spring to be able to just lift weights and practice football and not have to go to basketball practice and not have to do those things, all of a sudden, he got to where he was squatting 550 pounds and bench pressing, close to 400. And it happened pretty quick, and he God blessed him with the ability to do those things, yeah. And then he put in the work.
I can bench 400. It's a 40-pound bar. I'd push up 10 times. But you're probably doing it all at once, right?
Okay. I'm the same way.
Yeah, well, that's, that works. What's the hardest part about being an interior lineman, Matthew? What'd you say?
The hardest part for me was I can't really think of one. I mean, because I didn't get to play interior over here at Shasta, but in high school,
that's right, because you're playing tackle. Yeah. What's the hardest part about that position, then, that you've discovered at the college level?
It's the QB's blind spot if your QB's right-handed. So, you got to protect them from any danger, and you got to be able to kick set perfectly every set because one wrong kick step and – you on the ground, or you get spun around by the DN doing tricks. So
yeah,
So your whole job there is protect the quarterback from his blind spot. And you'll see that coming in. I mean, pros, college, and all that, and they come in there. So they probably love you. Does he pay you money at the end of a game if he's not knocked down on your side? You
know, nah, he takes us out to eat.
Does he take you out to eat?
Levi Durrell, his name is Levi Durrell, and he...
I've heard that quarterbacks take care of their linemen. Yeah, like they need
to. So they took us to Red Robins.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, established in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Discounts for seniors and veterans, they're just great people there. It's where the only place I've had my haircut in like 17 years. Great haircuts. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478, and you can make appointments. You just walk in if they've got an opening. You get a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold. We should have the whole team go down there and get haircuts.
Certainly Matthew.
Especially. Yeah.
Well, think about humidity. You know, the weird eyes hair.
Yeah. Boom. Just like that. As soon as you get off the plane. Boom. Just like that. There you go. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman, a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. This is a very simple insertion of this device, and it takes away the need for blood thinners. Which can impact on many, many people. Over 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchmen. And go to the Shasta Regional Medical Center website and learn a little more about it and see if this is something that maybe could work into your life. I'm here with Shasta College. It's always one of my favorite interviews. Peter Griggs brings in, I mean, from horticulture to agriculture to everything. Everything. And I'm here with the head coach of the football team of the Shasta Knights, Brian Hamilton, the offensive coordinator, Daniel Lewis. Even though he doesn't seem very offensive, but he he probably can be out in the field. And then Matthew Lafayette. Thank you. Who is a young man that's been playing here for 2 years, came down out of Tacoma. He got here on the 1st of August, realized how nice the weather was. I mean, it was just, you know, balmy as we get.
Yeah, burning, scorching hot.
Don't tell your friends. And and now he's on his way to Mississippi State, could have chosen many other universities, and but chose that. And he's rated the top offensive lineman in the nation in a junior colleges, right here in Shasta. You know, so that's a big thing on you, but it's a big thing on Daniel, too. Obviously, Daniel, you knew how to train and get people to their highest level of abilities, too. So he's nodding his head. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian,
yes.
When you have players, and now we all realize that maybe Matthew is a little bit different in the sense of, you know, that he is – got it all together like that. But how many of our other players move on?
You know, one of our jobs at Shasta College is to bring quality young men into our community and in our program, develop them, not just athletically, but we have a whole program, comprehensive program, includes athletic support, academic support, all those things. We talk about being a champion in our community.
Because they have to keep a certain average.
Absolutely.
There, or they don't play.
Absolutely. And not only do they not play, they're not eligible to move on. So we talk to our guys about being champions in a lot of phases. But so right now, currently in our program, and our season just ended, but we have 13 players who have offers at this time, and which is, you know, we only start 22, and some of those are freshmen, so they're not ready to move on to the following year. So right now,
13?
That's a fantastic number.
13? Wow.
We have a young man, local young man, Jahari Johnson, who was the number one wide receiver in all of the JUCO in California. It goes all the way down to the border.
JUCO, of course, being junior college.
Yes, he was the number one rated, and so he'll be signing a Division I scholarship in May or before that. Our quarterback's going to get out and do a great job. Our left guard has Division I offers as well. Our free safety has a Division I offer. So there's a lot of offers. And it's not just Division I. You know, we focus on developing players and letting them showcase their talent so they can get out to the level that best fit them. So it's all the way from NAIA, which is good football.
Oh, yeah.
To Division II, from Division II to FCS, which is used to be Division I AA, but now it's FCS, to the FBS level, which is a top level. And then at the FBS level, the top, you know, you get in the Power Four conferences, and Matthew's going to the SEC, which is predominantly the top conference in the nation.
The SEC used to be every, I think they had like 3 out of 4 teams in the playoff 1 year.
No, they're just, but, it's the cream.
Yeah,
of the,
they, you know, yeah. Crop. Well, how are they discovered? Now obviously Matthew is outstanding,
so
in his abilities. But how do y'all?
It is.
Do you help them?
Or
do you
you're talking about how they get discovered at Shasta, or how we discover players come into Shasta?
No, how did they get discovered at Shasta?
Okay.
And then we'll get into the
So playing at the largest, the highest level, the most notoriety, the colleges, as far as our conference. a national division. Our conference and that level gets a tremendous amount of recognition from college coaches from throughout the country. So there, every week we have film that's available to the coaches. They watch it. We promote our guys. They're in the business of finding the best in the country. So they come through and
do you send out films too?
Every week.
Okay, so you're sending it out week. To different cities.
I think the other day Daniel sent out 950 emails with film links to colleges throughout the country. So it's
2,900.
2,900. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
So you're sending out so you've got video Matthew here. So you send it out all these universities. Universities are looking at it and they go, "Whoa, we can sure use this."
Yeah, we. So basically, the way we do it, and football is pretty unique in it, is we have. Practice film, you know, we film every practice. We film every game from two different angles. So you kind of get the behind the thing, the sideline. I mean, we got film galore. We all use one, system called Huddle. And through that, every Division I can pull it up. Like, we wouldn't even have to send it out. Mississippi State could pull up our practice and watch what we did at practice that day.
Okay.
And then it's just getting it out there. Matt did a really good job. Obviously, he's kind of special in that aspect of being a little bit of a hype man to himself, which was really good through Twitter and getting his film out there. And then what that ended up doing is leading to a lot of phone calls from guys that played against us. And those guys are going, "Hey, I just heard there was a really, really talented kid at Shasta College." And then it just kind of took over. It's kind of consumed. I know it's consumed his life the last couple months, but it's also consumed my life in that aspect.
Because they're coming to the coach and saying, "Is this guy, is he coachable? Is he somebody that's going to be a member of our team, or is this going to be somebody that we're always looking over our shoulder?" I'm sure.
Those guys, if they don't win, they don't keep their jobs. And so they do the research that they can. And it was good. I think me and Matt were on the same page. We had a meeting kind of right away about, in this era of college recruiting, we chose not to talk about, NIL with coaches. We chose not to talk about any guys, and I can talk about that. We chose to not talk about, guys going to the NFL, we chose not to talk about those things. We chose to find the place where he felt like I was going to love him up and develop him the best way possible. And then Matt went and made that decision and did the best that he could do with that.
Hey, Matt, how many colleges came to you or universities came to you?
Had a lot.
100 or? I mean, I don't know. I mean, but.
Like 30.
30. So you had 30 that you had to kind of glean through.
Yeah.
And Mississippi State offered the best chance for growth.
Yeah.
But it also gave you a chance for your, what you're going to be, your life, well, your profession,
mm-hmm.
and that is nursing.
Nursing, yeah.
So you are.
They've got a really prestigious nursing program, too. So.
And that's what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
become a nurse. Why?
Oh, because of my mom, I think she was a huge role model. For me, when I was growing up, she used to take me to work days, and I just fell in love with the job and what she did.
So, this young man, obviously, was a very bright young man, going on to, but also an accomplished athlete, a very much of accomplished athlete, wants to be a nurse. And there's a special spot in my heart, and I was talking to Matt. My daughter's a nurse,
mm-hmm.
and it's such a giving profession.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of those ones that you can work almost anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think that's wonderful if you want to be a nurse. But if you, when he stands up and you look at him and you go, "Nurse?" No, I mean, I had several of my, a couple of my friends in the Marine Corps, when they retired, they went to nursing school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and it fit that, and I can see that in you. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up here in our last segment. We're going to talk a little bit more about what it looks like, and when you're recruiting like that, some more with Matt, and we're going to finish up that segment that way. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association, in the sense that those tickets are on sale right now for next May 14th through the 17th, and we're sold out. They usually sell out on Friday and Saturday nights, so it's time to get your tickets, and what great Christmas presents they are. Just go to readingrodeo.com, and you can get your tickets. If you go to other sites, one, they're going to charge you a lot more money, and we found out last year some sites were just scam artists, and they sent you tickets that weren't any good. Go to readingrodeo.com, get those tickets for Christmas, get them now so you don't have to worry about it. Get them for all 4 days. 4 days of rodeo. One of the top rodeos in the United States is Reading Rodeo. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron. 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Here comes Sam, put your name at the top of his list.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Tomorrow, we have Turtle Bay's going to be coming in here, and then Shasta Regional Medical Center talking about the latest in technology, their residency program that brings in residents for 3 years, where the doctors find out what a great place it is, and they stay here. We had two of them say the other day they're staying in Reading, general practitioners. That's great for us. But today I'm with Shasta College, and I'm with the football side of Shasta College, with Brian Hamilton, the head football coach, Daniel Lewis, the offensive coordinator, and Matthew, I am so sorry. Lafayette.
Yeah.
Okay, I was getting close. Who is the top-rated lineman in junior colleges in the nation and is now heading to Mississippi State for next year. Mm-hmm. And we talked to him. He's just a delightful young man. How do you recruit people for here?
So that's a huge part of our job, right, is to bring people to Shasta College, bring the right people to Shasta College. So I've got a great staff, including Dan and other guys that we regionally divide up places where we contact coaches, watch a million hours of film, contact young men. The area, our kind of circle where we can recruit physically, because there's rules about us going out of the area. We actually put, you know, we go visit the coaches.
No, wait a minute. What there is? I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, how far out can you go?
We can basically go to the coast, over to, you know, up to Oregon to the coast, and down. It's not a perfect geometrical shape, but we can basically go down past Chico in that area. And that's it physically. Phone calls, we can go through the whole nation.
Oh, okay. So physically, you can only go to those spots.
Yeah,
okay.
So like this afternoon, Coach and I will be up visiting some schools. Red Bluff High School had a great season this year, talking to their young men. So we visit schools, visit players, primary players. We'll meet with, take them out to dinner and stuff, talk to their families and stuff like that. And then we're spend hours and hours and hours on the phone with families. Because you're only as good as the players that are playing for you.
Absolutely.
And we want the right type of players at Shasta College too.
Well, yeah, you want them to be part of the culture.
And the community.
In the
and all
community.
That. Absolutely.
And you want to make sure is that they're going to be getting their degree at the end of the time, at the end, you know, when they get ready to matriculate then into 2 years. You want people, and having somebody like Matthew here seems to me would be a big, you know, that's a recruiting plus.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Matthew does a great job. We actually have him recruiting for us, too. But these players that we're bringing in, we vet as best as possible, make sure they're a great fit. And for the most part, we've had tremendous success with the type of young men that are coming into our program, being involved with Shasta College.
Do players come to you also?
Oh, yeah. They can go to our website, Shasta College Football Athletics. You can Google it. And we have a questionnaire out there. They fill that out. We have software that catalogs that. This morning I looked on and we had 8 pages of young men from mostly out of the area that are trying to get, you know, us to look at their film and evaluate them to see if they're a good fit for our program. So it's never ending for sure, but it's an exciting part of the. As soon as the regular season is over, that is the focus of our staff, and it's competitive too, because for the top athletes we're competing against other colleges who want that same player.
Oh, sure, absolutely. And Daniel, for Matthew here, and you got him right out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
How's he grown? Besides the fact that he put on about 30 pounds of muscle here, because, you know, training and the correct way to train, how did you bring him to this level?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. 2 years before Matthew got here, we actually had a Division I tackle that came in. He went to Houston Christian, which is an FCS program. Really good player. And Matt's first one-on-one was against Jabrian Richburg, who's going to be another probably Division I guy. And it was the first day in August. And I noticed there was a little difference in the way that Matthew played as compared to our guy that went to an FCS school. And then it became... And Matt will correct me if I'm wrong on these things. There was some disciplines that he needed to learn in life with going to school, with doing all those things. And it's hard on him in a junior college setting at times. My first year, I wasn't on campus all the time. And so you're trying to manage those things. And but he we held the standard high for him. And I think he met it full go, and with that, your team follows. When you're when one of your best players kind of gets the worst of it, I was probably the hardest on him as compared to other guys
because he saw the most potential.
Yeah, and he responded. He responded well to it. You know, there's guys in this time that you can't be hard on because they just don't they don't have the makeup for it. And Matthew has the makeup for it. He wants to be coached well. He wants to be challenged. He wants to be called out on his stuff. And it becomes a family thing. I've dealt with his mom. I've dealt with his uncles. I've dealt with people that support him. And we're all on the same page on what it's going to take. And it was all him. I just provided the discipline and here's how you're going to do it. And he took every step and honestly taught me more about football than I've ever thought I would know because he challenged me every day in my learning and those things.
I see. Matthew, so college a little bit different than high school.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not even sure I went to any classes my first semester in college. Mm-hmm. I'm just pretty sure I didn't. I might have. So it's not only that you have to keep your grades up, and then there's social life, but then football, though, plays a huge part because that's what got you here.
Yeah.
So how do you balance all those?
I mean, Shasta is a great place to balance it because...
talk loud or project there, Bart. Because get used to these, because you're going to be talking to a lot of news people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Mississippi.
But yeah, like I was saying, like I feel like Shasta is a great place where you can balance it all because there's not much. I mean, no offense, there's not that much you could do out here, and so.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's not like the big city where okay, there's a bar where all football players hang out.
I went to a junior college in my city. I probably wouldn't have made it out, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's being very honest. I
feel more disciplined over here at Shasta, you know, because of the coaches and the people that I surround myself with.
Okay, so now you're going to Mississippi State, which is one of the big ones, and you're going to be coming in there highly recruited and all those things. And now you've got to, do you feel like you have to start all over again?
I really don't. I mean, the coaches over there made me feel like I was going to start right when I got there.
Okay.
I mean, they said they'll develop me, they'll take that chance, and like, but they want me, they see me as a guy that's starting
right away
next season.
Oh, that's great. That's super. So then when I may, I'm going to have to start watching Mississippi State now, so I can be seeing you there.
Yeah.
And that's our man. That's our man. Yeah. And your family, how you know, like your mom, you think so much of your mother, and it sounds like she's the one that's really done so much.
Oh, yeah. Her and my dad.
And your dad, of course.
They've been there financially and mentally for all the sports, you know, basketball, football. And volleyball, so I'm really grateful for them.
You'll be able to bring them to the games.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Every week, every time they want.
Well, if you ever out toward California, you know, maybe I'll give you a call. Maybe you can come down and watch it play or something like that. Because now we found our favorite player on Mississippi State, which ordinarily I wouldn't watch unless they're, you know, I mean, because I mean, you know, they play. Well, of course, they play the big games, and like you said, they're rebuilding at this point. That's a good time to get started, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So you would recommend Shasta College? And
oh, yeah, 100%. You can connect with the coaches, not just as a player, but as a person. And I think that's the main thing you want.
You've been treated well here by our community and all that.
Yep.
That's great. Matthew, good luck out there, partner. Now I'm going to be watching Mississippi State. Okay. Last thoughts here, Coach.
Well, I'm really proud of Matthew and what he's done, and we're excited to watch him at the next level. I think he, you know, if he goes there and does the right things, which I know he will, he'll get an opportunity to play in the NFL too, I think. So, you know, we're excited about that. We're excited for his family. I appreciate Coach Lewis and all that time and the process that he put through and went through to aid in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed with a great staff. And Shasta College is just the benefactor of great young men that come through and affect our community in a positive way. And our fans come out and watch us. And we're excited about every year we're building at the two-year level. You know, at the junior college level, you don't get guys for 5 years. So we're building every year, and we're trying to put together another fantastic team with guys like Matthew that, you know, hopefully we're sitting here next year talking about some of our other guys doing the same thing.
Be not, you know, next year, maybe three or four.
That would be awesome.
We'll just cycle them through here.
We would love that.
And, you know, congratulating them and all this because, you know, it starts with you all. Well, it starts with family, mm-hmm. which obviously got great support there. So big shout out to your family. But then his work ethic that Daniel brought out and that Coach Brian Hamilton brought out. So congratulations, and let's continue this outstanding work that you all have done.
We love spending time with you. This is, I think, every year we've had a chance to come in and talk about our program, and we love it. So.
You know what? I love Shasta College. I mean, you're just, you know, people like Matt and many others, every student I've met coming through there, it gives me great hope for our future. It really does. People go, oh, our future. No. People I've met from Shasta College, every one of those students are, to me, quality people. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be sunny today, tomorrow, like I said, Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center, and God bless America.
Keep this world from dragging me down, gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.